and welcome back. We are almost ready to click the record button and capture your first podcast. I'm so pleased that you're almost there. Now, in this lesson, I'm going to share with you two strategies for how to structure your content so that your listeners will gain and retain the information you have labored so hard to produce. Now, always remember, a podcast is an audio-only form of communication. In other words, the listener is not going to have the advantage of the various visual cues to help them to keep or stay engaged. Beyond this, you don't have the advantage of facial expressions and body language as a communicator and as a communication tool. So you only have your voice. And my two strategies are the communication sandwich and content blocking. Well, let's start with this concept of the communication sandwich. Now, this is a common teacher trick that is frequently used. Our sandwich has a top piece of bread, it has the meat, and it has the bottom piece of bread. Now, think of the top piece as the introduction, telling the listener where you're going. Now, the meat is the content that you want to share, and the bottom piece of bread is the conclusion where you tell them just what you did. Essentially, the communicator does three things. You first tell the audience where you're going with the content, the top bread. The second, literally, you go there. You literally share the content or the meat. And third and finally, you tell the audience just what you did, the bottom piece of bread. This is the communication sandwich. Now here's an example. Hey everyone, I'm going to share with you today about the communication sandwich. Here is all the stuff that you need to know about the sandwich. And folks, finally, just as I said at the start of the video, we would talk about the communication sandwich and we have succeeded. Fade to black, cut scene, send to print. You see, the simple strategy, it is simple. However, it's so simple that people either doubt its effectiveness or don't incorporate it into their communication style. Folks, please hear me on this. I have a degree in education. I have a master's degree in effective instruction. I am nationally board certified in teacher excellence. I have been classically trained and thoroughly trained as a communicator. The communication sandwich is communication 101 and is literally like low-hanging fruit that you can easily incorporate to make your podcast more effective and more powerful. Okay, I just shared the communication sandwich, and I want to turn now to our second bucket, content blocking. Now, did you see what I just did there? I just closed off the communication sandwich with that bottom piece of bread, and now I'm handing you a new piece, a new top part of that sandwich on our new topic called content blocking. Now, since a podcast is a stripped-down form of audio-only communication, we need to create mental buckets into which the listener can easily place the content that we're sharing. We need to help listeners organize and manage what we are telling them. Okay, now, simply stated, content blocking takes the entire podcast and breaks it into smaller content chunks for the listener. Content blocking starts with how long you intend your podcast to be. Now, let's use a 30-minute podcast for our example today. Now, please understand that 30 minutes is a large time frame if it's not broken down into smaller, more manageable chunks of time or blocks of time. Now, let's imagine that your intro is 2 minutes. In other words, your top piece of bread is 2 minutes, and your closer or bottom piece of bread, it's also 2 minutes. So far, we have used 4 minutes of our 30-minute podcast. Four has already been accounted for. Therefore, your meat or that main content needs to be around 26 minutes. Please understand that a 26-minute content block is still pretty large for a listener to digest. This is where the power of content blocking will help make the meat of the message more manageable. The remaining time, in our case 26 minutes, is divided by 3. And you now have 3 similar-sized 8.5-minute chunks. Now, for my podcast, I have 3 content blocks, and their names are Define It, Develop It, and Do It. I want to speak into and spend about 7 to 8 minutes on each one of these 3 categories. In addition, I announce to the listeners when we are transitioning from one content block and bringing in another one. I literally announce when I am starting to fill the next bucket or when I am finished filling a particular bucket. Okay, content blocks can also be stories, content, and banter. Another example of content blocks could be latest news, why you should care, and updates from last week. One more content block example could be new technologies, powerful applications, and monetizing solutions. We need to treat our listeners like we would treat younger family members who need to have their steak cut up for them at the dinner table. This is a service that we do for our listeners. We want to make it easy for them to consume and digest our content. Wise communicators use strategies like the communication sandwich and content blocking to help listeners get the most of the listening experience. I'm excited for you to craft your message, and I'll see you in the next lesson.